Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, open our ears to hear your word today. Open our minds to understand. And give us the courage to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On Ash Wednesday, we started our Lenten journey to Easter. And during the season of Lent, we are encouraged to pay special attention to prayer, fasting, and acts of generosity. In the Bible, the number 40 usually defines a period of time leading up to a significant event. So here are a few examples of 40 days or years mentioned in Scripture. Moses on Mount Sinai, the people of Israel in the wilderness, and Jesus facing temptation in the desert. For us today, we are currently in the 40-day period between Ash Wednesday and Easter Day. In the Diocese of Toronto, we are observing our Lenten fast in a different way, as we are encouraged to join others in a fast for the earth. So you might be aware that people from across the diocese and beyond have used the Lenten resource provided by the Bishop's Committee on Creation Care to help us in our walk as servants of creation. At this point in our Lenten journey, we have done the meat fast in week one, the consumption fast in week two, the food waste fast last week, and today we start the water fast. So I invite you this week, March 7th to 13th, to observe the water fast. Now, to place the Lenten fast into its proper context, I share with you a short excerpt from the resource materials, which I encourage you to read in its entirety. And for those of you who receive the weekly parish update, it's an attachment to the update. But I want to quote you a short excerpt from that resource package. And I quote, "In the biblical story, God repeatedly offers us the water of life. Many people in Canada don't realize how radical this gift is, assuming that there will always be access to clean water. As a result, it is easy for some to use far more than is necessary, while some indigenous communities live with boil water advisories. If you have unlimited clean water, try to reduce your water use and save energy." That's a short excerpt from the package on creation care. So, my friends, I'm asking you to please bear in mind these ideas as you participate in the water fast this week, as you are able. Today, however, I want to draw your attention to the scripture readings for the third Sunday of Lent, which challenge us to think about our God, to whom we have primary allegiance and who takes first place in our lives. The reading from Exodus 20, verses 1 to 7, is generally called the Ten Commandments or the Decalogue. This passage of scripture is a summary of the instructions given to the people of Israel. And they summarize how they must live together as one community. We know from scripture that the people of Israel had been freed from slavery and had reached Mount Sinai, where they received the Ten Commandments, making it clear to them that God alone is worthy of their worship and adoration. Listen to what they were told from Exodus 20, verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me. My sisters and brothers in Christ, this applies equally to you and to me. The Ten Commandments teach us that with God at the center, the life of our community flourishes when it is based on honesty, truth, and loyalty. And when we show respect for life, respect for family, and respect for property. And now we have a quick look at the gospel reading from John, where Jesus confronted the temple authorities because the temple had become a commercial center. Jesus was also concerned about the selling of doves and pigeons for sacrifices, for this practice often exploited the poor. So when Jesus threw the merchants out of the temple, he was highlighting the worship of God alone and was rejecting the ways in which business and profits could take first place in our lives and become our gods. Now please be aware, however, that sacrificial giving, tithing, whatever expression we might want to use to support God's ministry, is part of our Christian obligation and commitment. We know from scripture and history that there are faithful people throughout the ages who have demonstrated their primary allegiance and their trust in God, even under threat of losing their lives. And today, the church honors the memory of Christian martyrs Perpetua, Felicity, and their companions. They were imprisoned and sentenced to death in the city of Carthage in the North African country of Tunisia in the year 202. And this coming Wednesday, March the 10th, on the anniversary of the death of Harriet Tubman in 1913, many will honor her memory along with Sojourner Truth, two leading advocates for the abolition of slavery in North America. Harriet Tubman is perhaps better known as someone who escaped from slavery in the South to become a leading abolitionist before the American Civil War. She led hundreds of enslaved people to freedom in the North, along the route of the Underground Railroad, an elaborate secret network of safe houses organized for that purpose. Sentiments that are consistent with the teachings of Harriet Tubman and colleagues like Sojourner Truth are consistent with many who seek justice and fair treatment. We know that every day in so many parts of the world, Christians are persecuted because of their faith. We, in our own geographical context, might not be required to make the same choices as people living in hostile environments. But my friends, the way we live and the choices we make are strong indicators of whom or what we serve. So let us consider placing God's priorities first in our lives. I've heard a suggestion that the COVID-19 pandemic is a long, long period of Lent. And for many, it's about a year so far. COVID-19 pandemic as a year of Lent. And this gives us the opportunity to slow down and pay attention to how we live with one another. Perhaps it is the ideal time to have a good look at the Ten Commandments and the teachings of Jesus in the Gospels and be led by Christ on our journey of repentance this Lent. So today, on the third Sunday of Lent, the Ten Commandments are presented to us along with John's version of Jesus cleansing the temple. Perhaps this is a message to us that only when we cleanse our own temple, only when we cleanse our own lives and set aside the things of this world, the idols that have cluttered our lives, can we truly appreciate the significance of the death and resurrection of Christ, who must be acknowledged as the one true God. If we truly obey the commandments, all that we do will be determined by placing God first in our lives. The Gospel of John tells us that when Jesus was challenged by his critics, he confidently said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And you'd recognize that from the Gospel reading for today as John chapter 2 and verse 19. It is believed that Jesus was predicting his death and resurrection. But many biblical scholars have suggested that his listeners did not quite understand. One perspective is that he was referring to his own obedience to the Father. Jesus knew that he would be raised from the dead, for his earthly life and purpose were aligned with the will of the Father. So how about you? How about me? Our lives as Christians align with the will of the Father? So, my friends, as we continue our Lenten journey to Easter with prayer, fasting, and acts of generosity, may we allow God's purpose to claim first place in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.